Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And Sam is actually bringing one of his recent road trip listens called Assassination Vacation, which actually, I have to admit, sounded pretty interesting to me. I always like those people that decide to go on vacations for quirky reasons, and this one was particularly quirky.
Yeah, it was. The writer is Sarah Vowell, who she did stuff for This American Life, and anyone listening will know her voice from she was Violet in The Incredibles. So one thing is she's the one who narrated the book with the help of others, but she was the main person who was giving the story. So all of the little jokes were told with, you know, her voice and her inflection and her, you know, comedic timing. So it did quite a bit to make it an interesting book. You know, when I'm traveling, I want books that if I zone out for a second, it's not like I missed a huge plot point. But I found myself paying attention like really, really intently for the entire duration of the book. So if you want to listen, it's not very long. It's only like a 7-hour book. It's 3 chapters.
So spoiler alert, which 3 presidents did she cover?
She did James Garfield, Abraham Lincoln, and William McKinley, and how they all shared the common thread of Abraham Lincoln's son being present or showing up mere seconds after their assassination, which his son's name is Robert Todd Lincoln.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he was present for his father's, he was present for James A. Garfield, and he showed up at the train station moments after William McKinley was shot.
I mean, so he's almost like a bad penny.
Like, yeah, he would have been, if McKinley hadn't been shot, they would have crossed each other exiting the train and getting on. Later in his life, he actually avoided a lot of stuff in Washington because he was legitimately afraid that he was the cause of this. Like, in his mind,
after 3 presidents are assassinated near or almost near you, I would avoid them too.
So he was pretty taken back and upset by the entire thing.
So which was your favorite story or the story where you learned the most that you didn't know beforehand?
Probably James Garfield, because no one really knew anything about him.
Yeah,
he's not a spectacular president. He was only president for 3 weeks before he was shot. And then he spent, I think, 9 months as president dying. So, you know, he was the vice president, took over, but he had blood poisoning, which was funny. What ended up killing him, they said, was back then due to no one actually cleaning anything or, you know, using alcohol or antiseptics or things like that.
Know.
That they, when they were reaching in with their dirty fingers to dig the bullet out, it gave them blood poisoning. And it was also funny how they're talking about national newspapers with front page stories on the amount of pus that was coming out of the president.
Ew.
The consistency, and that it seemed like he was getting better because it wasn't as thick as it used to be.
Today we only had 1/4 cup, but it was a lightish yellow, so we're improving.
So yeah, for those of you playing along at home, yeah, you get to have that vision in your head. But that was actually what was in the paper.
Yeah. I would, yeah, if your president is slowly dying, people are probably interested in how he's doing.
Yeah, and plus the person who murdered him, Cateau, I can't remember his first name, but he was also a rather wild character.
Mm-hmm.
He was obviously mentally unsound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact he had bothered Garfield for an appointment because he wanted to be an ambassador to Paris, which was apparently the greatest job you could have back then. You got sent to Paris.
Yeah, you get sent to Paris
on their dime. And he just kept harassing him, like, out of the blue. It'd be like me going up to someone, you know, in the government and being like, hey, I'm
like,
ready to go.
Like, he wasn't at all related. Like, he wasn't in line for it or...
No,
he just wanted it.
To get into the more interesting things, for those who are aware of, like, Oneida, like, you know, plates and, I guess, dinnerwares and china and things like that.
Okay.
Well, that actually started out as a religious... I'm using the word cult. It probably wasn't it, but they were like an open, like sexually open, like basically ultra.
Wait, who is it?
Religious Oneida.
Oneida that does the flatware and stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, so it started out as that, and he had actually went to them because people in, I guess, regular society kind of shunned him, and even they were like, just open love, everything's free to go. They were kind of like, yeah, no. And he was shut down pretty regularly by anyone he had interest in.
Did someone say he wasn't a good artist?
They just,
because that's how it usually starts.
He was very egotistical.
How would you know?
Well, one of the interesting things about the Oneida group is they had dressing down sessions, and not just in the, you know, the free love way, but actually you would have to get up in front of everybody and they would point out all of your
flaws. Roasted people?
Yeah, they roasted people regularly. Like, you'd have to get up and be like, well, here's what you did this week, and you're egotistical and you're this. So apparently they spent way more time with him, with Cateau, like, actually tearing him apart and just like,
they
really don't want, And finally, he bailed. And when he bailed, he went off and, you know, he
got a president.
It may not, you know, it kind of mirrors nowadays. He went out, he got kind of radicalized, he blamed people in the government, and he went and he shot the president.
Yep.
And then he sent a letter.
Tale as old as time.
He sent a letter to the vice president saying that they should come get him out of jail because he, so he was like, you know, I did it. I killed him for you. Come get me.
You get to be president now, so.
Did you? Solid.
Right.
Yeah.
Garfield was a lot of fun. But again, Abraham Lincoln was cool too because it wasn't just, the stories weren't just, here's what happened, president was shot. It's like, that was just the catalyst of the
story. That's the boring part.
It was like, well, now we'll follow where this person went. We're like, John Wilkes Booth went. Then she ended up going to, like, medical history museum in the Northeast that had, like, allegedly part of, like, John Wilkes Booth's spine. Or, like, there was playing, like, this place has a brain in a jar. And, like,
dude.
Apparently.
Someone kept a spine?
Before now, yeah. At the trial of James A. Garfield, they actually removed his spinal cord during the autopsy, and they passed it around amongst the jury.
Whose spine?
James A. Garfield, the president.
They removed the president's spine and gave it to
people.
Well,
he was dead. He didn't need it.
No, but I know. It's just a weird form of evidence.
If you're the, you know, if you're the prosecution, nothing drives home what happened more than like, here
spine?
Is his spine.
Wow.
So hold it. Here's the president's spine. Hold it in your hand. So, yeah, things were a little different during the late,
life
you know,
has changed.
Late
so
1800s.
Does the author say what prompted her to go on this road trip?
She said she was just always really interested in it. Like, it was something that she points out at the beginning of the book, how her family got annoyed. Most books you listen to, you know, the preface or whatever happens really quick. It's like, yeah, read this. Like, that was a good, like, first 40 minutes of the book. It was like, and here's this, and here's where we went, and I did this. And it was just something that she had always been interested in, a lot of history. I mean, like I said, she worked with This American Life, so she's always been a pretty big history person. She came up, I want to say, she's from Oklahoma, moved to Montana, and then moved to New York. So she actually got her degree, I want to say, in some sort of history or creative writing, and was always really interested in it. And just something that assassinations and how they, you know, changed the course of history and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was just what she was into, and it's funny because she doesn't drive. She has, I don't know, she doesn't really explain why she doesn't, but she just does not drive. So she always has other people go with her on these things.
Mm-hmm.
So a big fun part of the book is people, it's fun to hear the people who are also into it, but it's also fun to hear the stories of people who aren't, because she always brings her sister and her little nephew who's a child, and her sister's not overly excited about it, but her nephew loves it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, so he's like, really? So like, he's 5 years old and really like morose things, and you know, and that's what's funny. She drags him to all these different cemeteries, so she's always says that he calls them Halloween parks. That, you know, Aunt Sarah's taking me to the Halloween park this weekend to see this stuff. And she was talking about when he was at school, this her sister called, that they asked him, you know, do you like this, do you like, you know, fairies, do you like, you know, cowboys?
I like blood.
She's like, I like spooky stuff. So, you know, it was just funny to hear about how those adventures went there too.
Yeah.
But she went off into the Caribbean for islands where it was a prison they had during like post-Civil War. Okay. And they had brought one of the people, the doctor who had fixed John Wilkes Booth's ankle. And, you know, it was talking about excruciating detail about how seasickness and how it affected her and her friend and how everyone made fun of her on the boat because she was vomiting everywhere and like freaking out. So I mean, there's a lot of it's that too. You're hearing about the history, but you're also hearing these tales from
road
trip stuff. So, you know, especially when you're traveling, for us it was like, man, road trip stories, while we're on a road trip and you're seeing these things. And we just happened to be traveling through Oklahoma too, so it was kind of cool, and she referenced things from there. So
so other than people on a road trip, who would you recommend this book for?
Anyone who's into history, even if you're remotely into history, I mean, it's a humor book. So anyone who wants to laugh and wants to pick up history on the easy end, where you're not getting just, on April 13th, 1863, this occurred. You know, it's kind of like, oh, this happened, this guy did this, and here's a really crazy story about this person. It's kind of like, it'd be like sitting down with a president's like college roommate and hearing about all this crazy stuff they did. It was kind of like that. Again, y'all can edit this out if you want. But I watched an interview with her where she was talking to, I think it was Conan O'Brien, and she said that she gets a lot of people that shows up, you know, for like right-wing dad with their daughter. He's like, but it's like right-wing dad books for like lesbian daughters. So it's like, it's...
but like just a little bit.
I give the stories that, you know, the old dad would like, you know, in the feed store hat and all that would want to hear, But I tell it in a way that their lesbian daughter's totally into.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I get that. I get that. That's a very specific but understandable
right, you know, it's basically the book that you would get your dad, like a daughter would get their dad in a way they can both relate.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get to the game show portion of our podcast. We are going to put in some...
Road trip music?
Road trip music, but like kind of spooky.
Okay.
Yeah, spooky road trip. And did you happen to cast the main characters?
I did not. I was lazy on this because the audiobook did an amazing job at casting everybody. So I was just going to read some of the casting done for the audiobook. Conan O'Brien did Robert Todd Lincoln. Eric Bogosian was John Wilkes Booth. Stephen King did Abraham Lincoln. So, you know, John Stewart did James A. Garfield. So Greg Giraldo did Theodore Roosevelt. So you got a bunch of people mm-hmm. who were, you know.
I can see Conan O'Brien being incredibly unlucky.
Yeah, right. Every time, who doesn't want to see someone get shot and then first the camera pans and it's like...
Just Conan O'Brien's in there like, come on, man.
Because I picture this being more of like a fun, like, you know, almost like a...
Like a sitcom.
An unsolved mysteries kind of thing where they do the flashbacks, like, this happened. And just every time something bad happens, the camera pans there, it's like Conan O'Brien like, oh no!
What have I done? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get to the rapid-fire questions. We're going to ask five. Leslie?
How do you think this book compares to other humor books?
Comedy-wise, I think it compares very well, but in this book, compared to most humor books, you're actually learning something along the way as well.
Would this be something that you would like to see continued or a similar book made by her?
Yes. In fact, there are multiple similar books made by her on our shelves right now, which I'm very excited to go through.
Okay.
Were there any of the destinations that she described that you would want to go visit in person?
Yeah, quite a few of them I had visited in person. So it was cool to hear different stories of places I'd been that I had no idea mm-hmm. these things had occurred there. But yeah, the entire Northeast, if you ever go through D.C., like, you know,
every place has a president die there.
Eastern Pennsylvania, Baltimore, all that. I mean, there's really amazing sites, and there's places we went that there's no markers. So a lot of places I'd like to see in this book that she mm-hmm. talks about are places there aren't historical markers.
Okay.
Because apparently James A. Garfield was so unimportant, unimpressive, that they don't mark almost anything that happened.
That's sad.
Yeah, so there's like places like, here's where he was shot. There's not even a marker like, that's where he was shot.
It's not his fault.
I wonder if he's like one of the only presidents without a library.
Yeah, because he was only president for, you know, 3 months.
He has a cartoon with a cat in it. Oh, have you ever gone on a road trip specifically to see quirky things like this?
Yeah, we've gone to Goliad before. We went out to the Goliad Fort and various things around Texas, but no, I mean, there's stuff where, like, when we've been on the road, mm-hmm. where it was like, when we went to Chicago, I had to see the Haymarket Martyrs mm-hmm. Monument. And I mean, stuff where it was like, we're not, like, I don't care what you want. People in my car were like, no, like, yeah, no.
I don't
want
to go, too bad, I'm driving.
Who has the keys?
If you were the author, are there any parts of her narrative that you would change?
Not really, because there were points where it was like, okay, yeah, you're spending a little too much time with this. But then it normally came back and you're like, oh. So it's one of those things where you don't get it's a setup and you don't get it until the punchline hits later.
Okay.
It's kind of the Oneida thing was a big deal because she kind of started talking about it.
And you were like,
what does
weird.
This have to do with any? Like, why? Like, maybe I didn't know if it was something she'd read
so
that
you
day.
You react how I reacted when you started talking about it.
No, yeah. Like, that was a very real emotion. Like, it was like, why are we even talking about this? And then she'd be like, and then Gateau went to this place. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
But yeah, she didn't let you know that's where he was going. She just kind of went and started gushing about this really weird thing that was going on and why they were doing this.
Man, I just roll with it with stories like that. I think it's fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it was an interesting story, but there were points where it was like, and this relates.
Yeah, throw in the Dionysian Plant Company. Do it.
I know. I kept waiting here, like, in this. And James A. Garfield, but I was like, no.
And then James A. Garfield joined the plate orgy.
And that's kind of the deal that comes down to it is, you know, he was, a quote they gave was, he was the only guy who could be in like a free sex cult and not get laid. That's how bad Gateau was as a person. How annoying.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get to our final round. You're going to go ahead and roll the dice for us. What'd you get?
Page one, line one.
That's bad luck, man. Double ones.
This kind of sums up her humor in the whole book, though. This is talking about Abraham Lincoln. Going to Ford's Theater to watch a play is like going to Hooters for the food.
I think that is like the perfect way to end this podcast. Yeah.
I read Penthouse for the articles.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.